Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
Is that how we do it? I forgot. It's been a few weeks.
It's been a while, man.
I know. We've been busy. Been traveling. We've been all over the place. I've had house guests. I don't know. It's been a crazy April, I feel like, or a crazy March. It was a crazy March.
I took the tape off my windows.
Okay.
Know, that winter tape.
Yeah.
Took it down yesterday.
Nice. We're finally committing. More fake spring.
As long as it don't go below 25, I think.
Okay,
it's
you're
a good.
Good
decision.
Okay.
Yeah. No outdoor plants just yet, though.
Right. The patios are starting to be open. Windows at breweries and stuff are open at times now, even if you're maybe sitting there with your jacket on.
I think we're getting there.
Yeah, we're there. And we're ready to rock, and we got this IPA we're rocking with today.
Garage Band Brewing IPA, 6.7%.
Handcrafted beers that rock.
Huh. Locked and loaded. This looks like something Chris Jacobson designed.
Sure. Yeah, it's made in the USA, which it's a local craft beer. I don't know if that's needed, but okay.
Does it talk about the hops at all?
I don't think it does.
It is a big, bitter hop assault.
Yeah, 6.7%, 75 IBUs. It's been a while since I had like an aggressive IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll get to it in a bit, but yeah, Garage Band is out there in Plainfield, in downtown Plainfield. Very, ooh, very nice little downtown there.
Yeah.
Right around the corner from like Workforce, too.
Yeah, Plainfield was home to the Midwest Brewers Fest back in the day.
Okay.
It was a massive party along the Plainfield River there. Yeah, I think it was Plainfield River.
Okay. Yeah. Nice little town. But yeah, I guess we start around there. Want to talk about anything else before we get into some beer spots around the city?
How was beautiful Plainfield, Illinois?
Yeah, so I went out there to get lunch with my mom and aunt and uncle. And GarageBand does not have food, or Workforce does not have food.
Right.
So I was like, well, I need a food spot before we just go drink. And then there's Chaos Brewcade.
Is it spelled chaos like chaos?
With the K,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
I took a picture like on the story when I walked in, but that was it. So we went there to get food. It was an hour wait for a table
at the Chaos Brewcade
because one of the reasons there was a kid's birthday party happening, so they were taking up like half of a section of the place. So we got a seat at the bar and ordered an appetizer and some beer.
All right, so when you say half the space, you mean half the tap room? Or
yes.
Okay.
Because a lot of the tap room is taken up with arcade games. And so the level of noise from arcade games and a kid's birthday party is intense. That's the only way to describe that.
I would lose my mind in this joint.
Yeah, so we thought about going somewhere else, but I was like, I'm committed to this place. I want to try some of the beer.
Yeah, it's a brewery.
And try the food.
And you're in fucking Plainfield.
I think they're in Plainfield, or they're like right next to Plainfield.
Whatever's next to Plainfield.
Yeah. And so we finally at one point get a table and get some food. They said their kitchen chef or whatever had just I don't know, left, and they have a new one that doesn't know the menu items, so it's taken a long time. So they have, like, it was chaos in there with just everything. And then I look around, all the moms and dads that are drinking with their kids around them are drinking Modelo, Corona, and Miller Lite.
At the Chaos Brewcade?
Yeah. Almost no one had one of, like, a beer in a glass. Everyone was just drinking out of bottles at this arcade.
This sounds like that fucking Whiskey Hill thing that I left out. The Whiskey Hill had two locations, and one of them was at ice rink.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like that. They had the Miller Bud Coors Tower, and no one was drinking Whiskey Hill beer.
Right.
It's weird.
That's what this... It seemed weird. Like, I get... What are you? Are you a brewery? Are you an arcade? Are you just a restaurant? It's like almost... It was almost trying to be too many things. The beer was fine. It wasn't great, and it wasn't bad. It was like 2 weeks ago. I don't even remember now. I feel like I probably had, like... I think I had the light lager at one point, or the light beer.
You think they had these other beers because they... Maybe their beers aren't ready yet, or...
I don't know. I don't even really know how old Chaos Brewing is, so it just randomly popped up. I was like, oh, okay, let's check this out. So, I don't know. I don't recommend this place, but if you're out there and you need food, but I hear the place that's like next door to Garage Band, which the town over or down the road is Garage Band in downtown Plainfield, and there's a restaurant right next to Garage Band that's supposed to be really good. So you might be better off skipping Chaos and just going and eating next door at Garage Band and then going for beers at Garage Band.
Man, that's too bad about... I mean, because a brewery arcade has so much potential, right? Because we were talking about Emporium earlier, but that's not a brewery.
Right.
But I do love, you know, pinball and arcade games and et cetera. Mm-hmm. And the option to have, like, you know, all these beers on draft. Or right. In cans at one of the Emporiums. Oh, but... Man, I feel like you're missing the boat if you just have, you know, Showbiz. If you just have Showbiz Pizza as your fucking backdrop for your brewery arcade and not make it a true... Even it could be like a Lucky Strike, you know, like right. Those are downtown and some in the burbs. It could be like that. It could be family-friendly fun and still be like a righteous thing.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone has or anyone knows the concept. Maybe that the... owner or brewer wants to talk to us. Like, was it always planned to be this way? Did one of them come later? Was it not going to be a restaurant? And then right. You're like, in order to have, maybe the township has rules, like if you're going to have arcade games, you have to have a restaurant because then you're like a casino. Huh. You know, there's those kind of rules. So maybe there's some way around that. And it basically became a hangout for kids. So if you have kids and you want to go to a brewery and eat some food, this is probably a pretty good option.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's far from me to say where kids should be at this point because there's so many breweries, right? And if the brewery says bring your kids then or your dogs, you know, hey, party on, man.
Sure.
Have fun.
Yeah, I didn't see any dogs in there. That would just be add to the mess. but then went to Garage Band, which... I was shocked at how nice the space was. I was picturing a metal monkey, like kind of like sound growler kind of place where, or Three Floyds, where it's just kind of like, or even empirical, like kind of like we just put together a brewery and like did it kind of thing. Like we're punk rock like that.
Yeah, not a lot of polish. Just kind of a DIY set.
All right. It was way nicer than I expected. It looks like they have area for bands to play, so they have bands in there at times. A good amount of beers on draft. I forget what I had. I didn't have this IPA when I was there, but because I saw it was in cans, so I was like, oh, I'll grab that one. And pretty better beers than Chaos. And just an overall, like, just better experience. Like, there wasn't as many people in there. They might have had TVs on, but it was way more like you can talk, have your beer, do your thing.
Garage Band. So is it like a, is there like a live music component?
It looks like, yeah, it looks like they have bands at time. I wasn't sure if they play in the main room or if there's a back room with, for the bands. Like that, I wasn't too sure on, but it did have some signs about live music.
Okay.
So I definitely recommend GarageBand. I didn't make it over to Workforce. It was kind of a go check out GarageBand, the new place, or go to Workforce. And
yeah.
I opted for GarageBand.
Okay.
So that was one of the weekends. And then this past weekend, I also went out to the suburbs, get lunch with my mom and aunt and uncle. And we went to Fox Republic Brewing in Yorkville.
That's out there, bud.
So this is right next to Crusade Burger. We've talked about Crusade a few times over the years. Right on the river there. I don't think, is that the Fox River? That probably is the Fox River.
It's got to be, right?
Right, it's got to be. Right. But it's right on the river there. This space was big. Like, nice, maybe not as nice as GarageBand, but way bigger than I expected for a brewery that's been open 6 months to a year now. Outdoor space, no food, you can bring food in, that kind of place.
What are they pouring at the old Fox Republic?
They had a few too many beers. They had like 20 beers on.
Wow.
Like three different stouts, like a dry Irish stout, another kind of stout, some stout with caramel or chocolate. I had the Kolsch. I had a couple other ones. What was nice is they offered tasters. They offered 10-ounce pours and 16-ounce pours. And even the 16-ounce pours were only $6 a pour, which is like, what's going on? This seems so cheap now. super friendly, nice. The beers were good. I think they could scale back and focus on a few of their beers, but
20 beers is a lot.
Yeah. A few of them were collaborations, one with Church Street, one with Will County Brewing.
Okay. I had Will County once at the golf event. Mm-hmm. It's the only time I've had it.
Yeah.
Never in Will County. I think that's like Joliet.
Right. I don't know. It's probably Yorkville might be Will County.
Oh, well, yeah. Also that.
So it makes sense.
Because when you're in those west burbs, you're like surprisingly south. Like, if you're in one of those burbs and you draw a line directly east, you'll be, like, 75th.
Yeah.
Like, it's very far south.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty good spot, so if you're out that way, you now have a new brewery right in downtown Yorkville, which their downtown is, you know, not as nice as Plainfield's downtown, but you got Crusade, you got this brewery now, and you got a couple other small things right there.
Yeah. The one time I went to Yorkville, I remember there being, like, Rolling Meadows. And me just being like, yeah, this is the edge. This is as far as I've ever been.
Yeah. They did have beer to go in cans. I didn't grab those because we already had this GarageBand. So I was like, nah, maybe another time.
If you were ranking the three, what's your order?
I think GarageBand, it goes GarageBand, Fox Republic,
is that
Chaos.
Is that the beers?
Yeah, I think the beers and the place.
Okay.
But there was a good amount of people at Fox Republic. People were watching the women's NCAA game that was on that day. So it was a good amount of people in there.
Yeah. The South Carolina Lady Gamecocks. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what a gamecock is. But
I don't know. It's a fighting bird, sounds like. those are my, three out-of-city adventures in the city. Hit up Guinness,
mm-hmm.
which Guinness doesn't have harp there.
No.
It's very weird.
They should have harp.
Yeah. Did get a half and half with they used their cream ale.
Oh, the locally produced cream ale?
Yeah.
Nice.
It doesn't mix as well or blend as well. But...
Oh, because it's harp that you usually... Harp is... What is harp? Is harp a blonde? I think it's a blonde, right?
It's a blonde lager. Yeah.
Okay. Then it's probably also a... Is it a nitrogen?
No.
Okay.
But it's fun. It was busy at Guinness, which is always, I guess, good to see. It's working well for them over there. And then the other spot was Burning Bush.
That's your joint. You like some Burning Bush, man. I was just telling somebody this. I'm like, I know Boyning. I know Boyning Bush because that's Brass's spot.
You know? It's a proximity spot.
I mean, right. It is. Yeah.
Because, so I was in there, overheard either owner or someone that worked there, they said that they are much busier now because Metropolitan closed.
It was probably the preacher man. I think he's the guy, the preacher
possibly.
Man.
I never met him, so yeah. I wasn't sure who was I was overhearing.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's good for them, but it's also bad because the beers are just okay. It's not forcing them to make better beer.
The Spruce Tip IPA, I remember that.
Yeah.
You brought a Kettle Sour that was that's was fine.
I think the Son of Beyond Babel or
something about Babel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Town.
What else are folks? I'm surprised by this, but do they have? Because they're right on the river. So yeah. What's the deal? Can you like walk out and just kind of chill by the river?
They have a patio that doesn't go right on the river like Metro does, but you're outside in like the back parking lot.
I mean, you know.
So they have outdoor space. It makes sense that people who would have went to Metro, you can take the lake path or the river path right there.
There's a ghost kitchen at the end of that block.
Right.
So there's your eats.
It's a good spot to hang. They have their own like not they make the pizza, but they warm up the frozen pizzas.
There you go.
And I just wish the beer was a little better. I think Metropolitan was making better beer overall, and this was kind of like a spot you would hit up after Metro.
I mean, I'm surprised you don't go to Aris, man.
They don't even never have beer.
I went to Aris like 3 weeks ago, and there was all guest beers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's something about even getting into Aris, I think because you meet the hostess downstairs,
yeah,
and they walk you upstairs to take you into this room. It almost feels like you have to plan to go to Aris. Like I'm not just like, let's pop into Aris for a beer. It's the whole fact that I have to walk upstairs that makes me be like, that seems more formal. I don't want to go there.
Interesting. It seems inconvenient for them to just, if I tell them I just want to sit at the bar, I feel like they've been inconvenienced by my request.
Right.
And I don't know if I'll care for that too much.
Yeah, I don't really want to. If I just want to come for a beer, I don't want to talk to someone, and it makes me not want to go in.
You sure you don't want to sit at a table? You sure you don't want? Or I sat at a table because the bar was full. And, you know, I'm just like, let me get the cheese curds and a beer because that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want, like, a whole fucking meal? I'm like, lady, I will yell at you.
Right. And you don't have beer? Yeah. Pissed. So, yeah, I don't make it to Aris. Hardly ever, and it's actually probably closer than Burning Bush.
Yeah. I mean, I go maybe once, twice a year.
To Aris or Burning Bush?
Aris.
But have you ever been to Burning Bush?
I've been to Burning Bush like once.
Okay.
I just don't understand it, you know?
What don't you understand?
I do like their clear growlers. They have the clear jugs that look really cool.
Yeah.
With a little flame on it. But I don't know if I would run back. Like if I have a pint, I'd be like, okay, that's enough. I'm leaving. I had a flight once. I had the Spruce IPA and something with peanut butter in it and something else. And I was like, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if I'm all in on this. You know, it just wasn't my thing.
I agree. It's often a spot where it's a spot to get me to the next spot. That's how I often think of Burning Bush, where it's like, let's start here, or you'd all just want to meet here, and then we'll go somewhere else kind of thing, yeah. Or like, oh, one more before we all head home off the river path. Okay, let's just pop in there and see what they have kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm glad you go, because then I know what's going on there.
Right.
You know, and, you know, who knows? Everybody didn't start out hitting 500-foot home runs.
Yeah.
You know, so...
They had way less beers than they normally have. They usually have, I don't know, like at least 10 on, and I feel like it was like 6 beers this past week, which maybe they're going through more beer, so they're not like figuring out what that is, so that's good for them. But I think that was everywhere I hit up recently. Oh, no. Yes.
But wait, there's more.
Cruz Blanca.
Good old Cruz Blanca. Texas's newest guest brewery.
Yeah, I don't. I think we stopped in for one beer and a little like beer nuts, chicharrones. It takes too long in there. It's also like the Aris where it's a production to go in there.
Almost feels like a restaurant first.
Yeah, you gotta get a table, And then by the time someone takes your order, which is often takes way too long, then it's way too long to get my beer.
Is Upstairs ever open at Cruz Blanca? I know for events.
Yeah, I don't know.
But their downstairs space is like relatively tiny. So there's often a wait. Oh, they have the massive outdoor seating.
Right.
Well, a lot of times if the Upstairs is open, then you could probably, and there's another bar up there. Maybe
pop in there.
The downstairs bar is tiny, and there's always a wait. Well, it's always packed.
But I think this last time just made me like, I don't know. I think I'm good with Cruz Blanca.
Yeah.
You could get all those Luchador series. They have them on draft now. You can get them anytime.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I'm out on the experience of Cruz Blanca.
Yeah, they do a good job of packaging. You don't actually have to go to Cruz Blanca to get their stuff. Yeah. And then, like, it's not like a different experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they never have anything, I don't want to say new, but never anything that's like, oh my God, I haven't heard of that one. It's like, I guess I'll get the palm shade or the whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
But they're busy. They're rocking it over there, so that's good for them.
Yeah. Warm weather, man. Warm weather in the West Loop. Forget about it.
All right. That's it. That's everywhere I've been. I feel like that's a good West Side, North Side, deep suburb little run past couple weeks.
It's a good run. That's a good run.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
Yeah. You made the rounds, man, especially to Yorkville. Yeah, my run was not quite as adventurous as Brad's.
Okay.
I just ended up on Armitage. I went to Middlebrow. Yeah, I just rode 3 miles away to Armitage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they a brewery or did they switch to just THC water now?
Brewery / bakery / winery.
Okay.
So there was a you know the old Plumbers Hall where FOVAP used to be?
Yeah.
There was a national wine event that weekend there.
Okay.
So they had this wine tasting event called New Wine America. It's all natural wines. Yeah. So they had like a tasting event, like 12 wineries at Middlebrow, because Middlebrow makes wine. Yeah. So I got the Italian Pilsner there in the cute little dimpled mug.
Okay,
and
nice.
And then I tried the wine.
How was the wine?
Pizza wine is what they call it. So, pizza wine. They call it pizza wine because
wine to have with pizza, not wine that tastes like pizza.
Not wine that has pizza in it or tastes like pizza.
Okay.
Wine to complement pizza. Yeah. Okay. So like a dark red, like notes of like blackberry and just a light carbonation, right? So it's fun.
Carbonated?
Yeah, it's lightly carbonated. Hmm. Yeah. So pretty fun wine. But yeah.
Were they all natural wines?
Yeah, everything's natural.
Hmm. I feel like natural wines are fun, but I feel like I was watching something or someone said something like, I don't want to taste dirt when I drink wine, so I don't want to drink natural wine.
Yeah, it's true. I think the natural wine people will tell you like, some legally, tequila is a lot in the same way. Like you can add things to tequila, and the definition of tequila doesn't force them to tell you what they did to it.
Okay.
So wine's the same way. There's like a list of like, they say 200 additives that you can put in the wine.
Okay, sure.
So they're like, hey, if you just want to have, you know, grapes, just fermented grapes, or however that is, it's going to be less sweet because we didn't add things to it. If you want that experience, then that's what we're here to offer, that kind of thing.
Right, but
yeah,
there's a reason those other wines are more popular, because they taste better.
I think there's a pamphlet called like The Anatomy of a 90-point Wine.
Okay.
Yeah, and like the wine industry. Yeah. The wine is, well, if you think there's a lot of breweries, think about how many wineries there are.
That's true.
You know, so it's like people expect a certain flavor profile from wine.
Right.
So yeah, so like you drink a rosé and it doesn't taste like, you know, what you got at the Cooper's Hawk, you're going to be like, why is my fucking rosé so tart and why is it so layered and why is it so coupled? It's not a seamless experience. It's kind of this rust. It's a little too fucking rustic for me.
Right.
Right. That's the problem with natural wines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah. You really do have to know. Like they are fun to try, and but you gotta go in knowing that it's not gonna taste like what you expect it to taste like.
Yeah, I would say There were some exceptions. I thought some of these wines were actually like very well balanced, which was kind of a surprise because I was expecting the rustic approach. We had a conversation about how, you know, legally cider doesn't have its own definition. So all cider makers are winemakers, like the license.
Okay.
It's a winery license. And it got me to thinking, well, why doesn't Ayres just make wine?
Oh, you know? Yeah. But why doesn't Middlebrow make cider?
Yeah, why don't they make cider? Because they just started making wine. I think they're making wine to go with their pizza. And I think their expansion project calls for them to like buy a farm so that they can stop sourcing grapes. They want to grow their own grapes.
But that's that's like a 10-year thing. Like it's like virtue being like you said. They don't even use their own trees because they're That's not true. Even there.
With the apples.
They're not even the right apples yet, or they're not appropriate for what they need.
I think apples have to be a certain age before they make sense to use them in cider. That's what Virtue said. So even though they've been growing apples for a few years, their apples are too young.
Right.
What if you bought a grape vineyard that already had grapes
right.
growing?
Then that's possible.
Right.
But yeah, if you're starting a new vineyard or buying a farm to then start a vineyard, your year's out.
I think it would make sense to buy one that's already got grapes. So I went to a brewery and ended up being a wine event.
Okay.
So it was kind of weird.
I'm surprised that they're leaning so heavily into wine when if you look at any of the like numbers for wine back for like 30, 50 years, it has basically never increased. It's like market share of I've seen like people do like those charts where they're like over time beer and the beer goes down and up and hard liquors go down and up. Wine stays at like whatever it was, like I want to say it was like 7 or 13%. It's just like there. It never moves.
It might be the approach that that Three Floyds is taking where they're like, hey, if we can charge, you know, $15 for a pack of Alpha King, you know, we could charge $100 for this bottle of gin, right? So they might be looking at it like, hey, we can charge $60 for this bottle of wine, and that's their focus. I think what they said specifically, because they were one of the 12. It's funny because, you know, in the corner there's a bunch of people pouring wine, and one of the people is Middlebrow.
Okay.
Even though I'm at Middlebrow, so, you know, it's weird. Oh, but he's like, well, we have a passion for fermentation, and, you know, that could be bread. That could be wine, that could be beer. It's just leaning more towards the bread and the wine nowadays. So that's what we make here. And then we still have all the beers we've been making. We just contract brew most of them now.
Okay.
So it's different. That's not a sentence I've ever heard. And this is not a project I've never seen happen. But it's just like we don't really drink as much beer in-house. So we drink more wine. So we're making more wine now. So
that's I guess that intrigues me a little bit to go to it because I was never a big fan of their beer. So that kind of stopped me from going a little bit because I'm like, well, I'd rather go to Still Life.
Still Life's like Cross Street.
If I want beer.
And in fact, that's exactly what I did. I went and got IPA at Cross Street.
So, but maybe the wine, a winery angle is maybe a little more interesting, especially in a town with a lot of breweries and a state with a lot of breweries. So.
Yeah. And you know, the whole restaurant. I mean, the modern brewery, we talked about this before, modern breweries are offering a lot more than just beer, you know? So,
right.
And that can take on different angles, right? You mentioned the arcade, you know, we talk about Rev with their fucking, their wrestling events. You know, they're like, we're not doing that shit, but we love making bread and we like making wine, so you can come here for that shit.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you're seeing breweries just kind of not be what they used to be.
Right, find their like niche more than just being like, we got some tables and we'll have you know, bags of chip and some beer.
Pale, brown, red, IPA, stout.
Yeah.
I think that era's gone, yeah.
Yeah, and we got bags in the back.
Right. Well, we got some cornhole.
Everyone's like, I can do this at my house.
yeah, so it was interesting, man. Then I went to Still Life. I did pop into... is it Malt Row? Malt Row's newest brewery, Demo Brewing.
Okay.
This is on the other side of the train tracks from Beguile and Dovetail.
Okay.
So it's on the other side of Ravenswood.
And this is technically a nano brewery, right?
Seven barrel system.
Oh, okay.
So pretty decent size.
That's same size as like Moody Tongues, right?
It's not tiny. Like a one barrel system is like, you know what I mean?
Right. So this was started by, it's like two friends, right? Or two brothers?
That's what it sounds like. Sounds like they've been planning it. There's a Block Club article where they've been planning it since the pandemic.
Okay.
And the equipment just became available from some crew downstate. And somewhere in St. Petersburg or somewhere way downstate.
Did they not hear about an auction that just happened? Like, probably pretty close?
Probably too big of a system for them.
Yeah. You know?
Initially, that's what I thought. I'm like, is this Metro's old equipment? But it's way smaller.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, cute little space. You know, right. It's like, I think it's a corner lot. It's very unassuming. I actually, like, drove right past it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the line outside, I wouldn't know.
There was a line?
There was a line. Because the capacity, I think, is like 20.
Okay. Like, oh, because our buddy Sergio, who's been on the show, he said they only have one bathroom. So they're trying to say that this is a rule that they can only have so many people in there because they only have one bathroom.
Yeah.
And that it's not that crowded when you get in there.
Right. Because there's, and it's got potential to be a nice summertime space because you've got the garage doors. And then you got that parking lot, gravel lot. So they could entertain a lot of people, but they don't seem like the bathroom thing makes a lot of sense now. Because why is there a line even though there's room in here?
Right.
You know, so.
And how was the beer?
I got a Kolsch and a West Coast IPA. Mm-hmm. Kolsch was a little dark, a little grainy. West Coast IPA was hazy, and it was like really malt forward. Which just wasn't what I was expecting from a West Coast IPA.
Right.
I just wanted I wanted light body, big hops, you know, kind of dry. And so it didn't hit what I thought a West Coast IPA is typically known to be.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of felt like I had been duped a little bit. You know? Kind of felt like, well, you know, why are you telling me this? Why you call it that West Coast IPA?
Right.
What the fuck's going on here? You know, so. And then I was just like, you know. I keep wanting to say Motor Row, but it's not Motor Row. What's the name of this neighborhood?
Malt Row.
Malt Row is interesting, man, because the minute someone leaves, someone else comes right in, right? Hop Butcher came in when Half Acre left.
Right, Urban Renewal.
Urban Renewal came in when Metro left. Mm-hmm. Shit, even when Band of Bohemia left, Forbidden Root came in.
Yeah.
I don't know another neighborhood like that where, like, three breweries left, three right. breweries came right in.
The demo's not in the Urban Brew Labs.
No, space. Because that's further north.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like literally like 0.2 from Dovetail.
So they are just going to benefit from some spillover from people who are, let's check this place out real quick.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Where Urban Brew Labs was too far down to have any of that spillover happen.
It almost felt disconnected. So does Forbidden Root, actually.
Right.
It feels disconnected from the hop of Dovetail. And Beguile.
Yeah. This idea of demo, it's interesting to me. I think it's awesome that these two guys are going for their passion. But the fact that we're seeing breweries close and having such a hard time at the moment for like a nano brewery or just a small brewery to try to open up in Chicago seems like a big risk. Like, because we know that Urban Renewal guy said if he would open his brewery anywhere else, he could have, you know, got by. But the idea that it's in Chicago, you got to make at least decent beer most of the time.
There's, it's the Burning Bush approach, right? Like, if you didn't live by Burning Bush, how many times would you go?
Right.
You know? But
people lived by Urban or Brew Labs or whatever it's called.
Urban Renewal.
Urban Renewal, and people didn't go. Apparently, not enough people went.
I like their beer.
It was fine the couple times I had it, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this is what makes places like Dovetail so special. Right? I mean, you know, Dovetail's kind of no frills. Hey, we make these classic styles, and we're going to stick to that and, you know, and dial it in and, you know, and be done with it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's and it's something you can believe in. You know, demo. I just wish I was. I want to be more excited about it.
Right.
I just don't know that I am. You know.
Because if you're over there, you have, like we said, you got Beguile, you got Dovetail, you have Hot Butcher, you got Forbidden Root, and you got Demo, and then you also have Koval too.
You might as well just go get a fucking frozen daiquiri at the Koval and sit on their little leather bean bag chairs.
Right. So what's making you decide to go to Demo? Demo's a stop along the way, like we were saying with Burning Bush, or let's have one and see what it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm in for the spectacle of it all. You know, I'm there for like when whatever opening week is or even opening day, I'm there for all that kind of stuff. Hmm. So I was excited for that standpoint to be there drinking, you know, like the day they opened or whatever. But yeah, I mean, when Pipeworks dropped Ninja versus Unicorn, it was a statement, you know. It was a big, badass double IPA.
Yeah.
It's the first beer they ever came out with. You know, there was no fucking around.
Right.
And, you know, and what was that, like fucking 12 years ago? So it's like, I don't know. If you're not doing that, then...
And you're just like, here's... how many beers do they have?
Maybe 4 or 5.
And you're just like, here's some stuff we're tinkering with.
I think their model is to riff on... I think their model, the nano approach is like, we're making new beers. Like, when these run out, they won't come back.
Okay.
Everything will be new.
Which is fun, but is that because they can't make the same beer? Or is it because they don't want to? Is it just like, let's keep giving the neighborhood new stuff?
A rising tide, you know, floats all ships. I think once people, if they're likable people,
yeah,
right, the people around them will, you know, guide them in the right direction.
Okay.
It'll be fine. You know, opening week, you know, this would be the equivalent to, you know, you ready to go see your favorite team play and it's, you know, 25 and snowing, you know, it's still opening day, but you know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Okay. Speaking of that, you didn't go to Sox for opening day or did you?
A tailgate, man.
Okay.
Tailgate's always fun, man.
Maeve went to Cubs opening day. She was there.
Go Cubs, go, man. They should win a few games this year.
Probably.
Yeah, they'll win more games than us, but those, it's a dark ages for sports around here, you know?
Yeah, most of the teams are pretty bad.
Most of the teams suck. What were we saying? The only team that made the playoffs last year was the WNBA team?
Yeah, Sky.
Yeah. But at Sox Park, Dovetail, Goldfinger, and Pipeworks were the lager choices when you went into the cave. That was pretty funny.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, because Dovetail and most of the case is Dovetail and Goldfinger.
Really?
And then on the third shelf is the Pipeworks lager. The one with the horse on it. We've had it before. Pipeworks Premium Lager.
Oh, yeah.
So, what did I get? I think I got, I either got beer for baseball because, I mean, it's beer for baseball. It's great. Right. And it's a really good beer.
Yeah.
I think I got the Goldfinger. I forget.
Okay.
I think I got a picture. Okay. It's the Liney Lounge.
But you said you went to the tailgate, but you went in.
Oh, well, yeah. It's $20 to park. And then, I mean, I went to the game, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you just went and hung out in the parking lot.
Oh, and then went home?
Yeah.
I went in to see what the beers were, man.
So you did go for
opening
day.
I did go to opening day.
Okay. So we did, with Maeve's help, we did both opening days this year.
You know, baseball's fun, man.
I would thought you would have posted an opening day photo. What happened?
I didn't take any beer photos. They do this shit now called Whiskey at Comiskey. So it's sponsored by Michter's. And they're like bringing out, it's an insane spread of like all this booze. It's the tailgate scene there is outrageous.
Oh,
it's actually
shit.
Like,
okay.
So yeah, I just got really fucking wrecked, and I didn't take a lot of pictures, but I do have a picture of the beer I was drinking in the Craft Cave, which they changed to the Line and Cool Cave.
Right.
But yeah.
Is the plan just to be so bad that Miller has to leave, and then Rev and Goose can come back in?
I think it's Modelo.
Oh,
no, you're right, because Liney is Miller.
that basically they're like, this was a waste of our money, and Goose and Rev could come back in.
They're probably still selling a lot of beer, but yeah, that team's not good. That team's not good at all, man.
Crazy. All right. Man, quite a few adventurous stops then. I guess we've been all over the place. Summer's here now. Exciting time. I guess new breweries opening up, which is cool. We'll have that other one downtown opening up at some point?
Industry Ales, did you see that?
No. Is there a date or anything for that yet?
They're open.
Oh, they're open. Okay.
I got the Goldfinger Lager.
Okay. Yeah. So they're open. So we got two new breweries in Chicago that are now open?
Yeah.
So we lost a couple. We've gained a couple.
Yeah. Parking downtown, though, over there, it's like $9 an hour to park over there. That's like downtown.
Right.
So.
All right.
That's part of it. That's part of it if you go downtown. But, yeah, they did send the invite. It's in the inbox.
Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, in Instagram or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like they're doing their old grand opening, I think, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And then if we hop on the list, we get like a tour and a free beer or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And validate parking? Maybe? No? No?
You bike down there, man. It's time to bike.
Yeah, it's true. I do need to bike.
There you go. All right, so that's opening. Maybe we'll check that out. Anything else happening or things we should mention before we get out of here? That was just kind of a recap of everything that's been happening.
It's been a while, man. It's good to get caught up.
A lot of new spots, which is good. Because I think even in the beginning of the year, we were in a little bit of a same kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Demo, Fox Republic, Garage.
Chaos.
Those are all brand new.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. I think I need a break after all that driving.
It's a good ride, man.
Maybe I'll stay local. I'll go walk up the stairs to Aris.
Go to Aris, man. Ask them why they don't make wine.
Why don't you make wine since you can?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's going to do it. We'll be back soon with another episode with probably some new beer from maybe some does Demo Cannon or no? Growlers?
I don't know. You want a growler from Demo?
No. I just want to know.
I don't know.
I just want to know that I have the option and I chose no,
I think,
not
I think,
to.
I think growler. I think they might growler.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Take care.
Cheers.